Felicity Huffman is up for an Oscar tonight for Best Actress. She's nominated for her role in the movie Transamerica. She plays a woman who used to be a man. Huffman's character has to work hard just to sound female.
Do you consider yourself a happy person?
Yes. I mean, no. I mean, I will be.
Miss Osborne, there's no such thing as a right answer in this office.
Yes. I'm a very happy person.
To prepare for the role, Huffman worked with two transgender women who now help others find their female voices. For those making the transition, the coaching can be a crucial part of the process. NPR's Douglas Hopper reports.
Changing your gender can be hard work. There's surgery, electrolysis, a new wardrobe, a regimen of hormones, the list goes on. And for those going from male to female, there's an added complication. Hormones don't feminize the voice. Many transitioning women need extra help with this part. For those who want a fast and inexpensive option, there are how-to videos.
Hi, this is a video on how to find your female voice.
That's Andrea James. She teaches techniques for everything from raising your volume to keeping the right tone and the little things, like getting up in the morning.
It's really important that the very first thing that comes out of your mouth sounds female. So really concentrate on being able to hit that note just from memory, and you'll go a long ways.
Along with making self-help videos, Andrea James and her business partner Calpurnia Adams train actors playing transgender characters. That's how Felicity Huffman found them. They've sold thousands of DVDs, but for those who need more help, one-on-one voice coaching often does the trick. In Seattle, transitioning women can turn to Sandy Hirsch. She's a speech pathologist and an expert in the field.
Come on in, Kathleen. You're just going to have to leave Pandora there.
Kathleen Aaron has been coming to see Hirsch for more than a year. Already well into her transition, she's pretty happy with her new voice. But Aaron is back tonight for a maintenance session.
I think I called it a checkup.
Tune-up,
yes. Yes.
Sandy Hirsch isn't herself transgender, but she's been specializing in the field for years, and now most of her clients are transitioning women. For the session, they sit at Hirsch's computer. Erin cringes when Hirsch plays her old voice.
For a long time, I hated my legs because I have memories of people whistling at them, and I was like, wait, guys don't get whistled at for their legs.
So that's where you were.
And then a more recent sample of Erin reading from a book.
When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act like a prism and form a rainbow.
But clients come to see Hirsch for more than learning the right pitch. She helps with body language and other feminine traits too. Hirsch believes the way you move is related to the way you talk. She stops to show Erin how she just snatched a water bottle off the desk.
Here's what I saw.
Okay.
Now, turn that into voice. What would that sound like?
It would sound more like a man. And Hirsch calls that a hook.
Everybody has something that pulls them back to their, in this case, genetic self.
Erin may have been born in a male body, but she says really she's been a woman all her life.
To me, transition was essentially unzipping the guy suit, stepping out of it and going, I'm here now. Kind of like people do at the end of, you know, when they're done with their costume party or whatever it is, they take it off and they go back to being, or they go to being themselves.
Now Erin can be herself all the time. It just took a little help and a lot of determination.
One of the things Sandy has said frequently is, you know, voice is an instrument. And it's amazing what a person can teach themselves to do.
Since her transition, Erin's quit her job as an electrical engineer and taken up a new career as a medical receptionist. She's got a new body, a new outlook on life, and a new voice. Douglas Hopper, NPR News.